In Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny Obrey. Los Angeles officials have strongly advised their population of nearly 10 million people to keep their phones on alert and be ready to evacuate. This warning came shortly after a forecast predicting that the Southern California wildfires could potentially get worse because of dry Santa Ana winds. Mayor Karen Bass stated that fire crews and water tankers are being strategically positioned in order to prepare for the dangerous winds. Firefighters from Canada, Mexico, and seven other U.S. states have been assigned to combat this ongoing crisis. These wildfires, which began on January 7th, have thus far destroyed 12,300 structures and has killed at least 24 people. Four teenagers were arrested on Monday morning after a student was stabbed and another person was seriously injured at an Ottawa high school. Ottawa police responded to reports from Hillcrest High School at 9:10 a.m. on the 13th, and when the police arrived, they put the school in lockdown in order to conduct a search. One of the arrests was made when the police arrived, and three more followed during the search of the school. No charges have been announced, and the suspects cannot be identified under the Youth Criminal Justice Act. The investigation remains ongoing. Veteran tour manager and close associate of the rock band Nirvana, Jackie Fari, has died at age 58. Born in New York, she began her career in music as a receptionist for Homestead Records. In the 90s, her passion for music led her to become tour manager for acts including Elliott Smith, the Lemonheads, and the John Spencer Blues Explosion. Fari's longtime friend, Janet Billig Rich, stated that she was a beacon for friends and strangers alike and had an infectious energy. Passed away on Sunday, January 12th at 3 a.m. from complications of a lung disease. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and welcome back. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate it. We have some... Sorry, I'm like half distracted, but I'm here, guys. I promise I'm here. Okay? All right, so we're going to... We have like a bunch of random things actually to do. Like as if we have things to do and like I'm a teacher who is like trying to make you do stuff. Hello? Why won't it move? Oh my God. I hate computers. Okay. We have a bunch of stuff that we're going to be listening to. Today we have some new stuff. We also have some not new stuff. I spelled my own name wrong in Spotify, guys. There we go. I can't spell. we're listening to like all kinds of stuff today. Of course, we're gonna listen to Saint Laurent released a new song literally today, like a couple hours ago, so of course we're gonna give that a listen. We're also gonna listen to one of Bad Bunny's new songs. I've been doing my research, okay guys, like I've really been... Hello, what is wrong with this window? Why doesn't it want to move? Okay, rude. I guess we'll just move everything else because this one window doesn't want to move. I've been doing my research about the Bad Bunny album, like my proper research about all of it, so I feel somewhat equipped to speak to you all about it. I'm a VP of events for this really fantastic, wonderful, amazing club. I got a hair from the microphone in my mouth. Oh my God, guys. we're just having a fun time tonight. All right, so I'm the VP of events for this club that's called Concordia Art. It is a club at Concordia University. Obviously, if you're listening, you know what that is. And Concordia Art is a student-run club that connects Concordia Art students from various disciplines and provides opportunities that foster connection and networking within and beyond the Concordia community, as well as educational opportunities that allow for a deeper understanding of the various professions within the art industry and opportunities for exhibitions and income. So tomorrow at noon to about 2 o'clock, 3 p.m. at Concordia University's fourth space in the library building downtown, we're actually hosting a panel with some really amazing people. We have David Liss, who is an independent artist and curator. We have Audrey Eve Goulet, which is a Montreal abstract artist who now also runs her own consulting firm. We have Pascal Jardin. She runs a ceramic studio here. We have Michael Wishbone, who's a gallerist. And we have Rodrigo Delacante, who is a PhD candidate, but also a researcher, creator, talking to students about kind of their paths and how they got to where they are. Because it can be really, and I'm going through this right now, like it can be really difficult once you're finished your undergrad to know if you need to do your master's or like what should you be doing to get where you want to be, and like should you go into work and take, you know, that education break? Should you take a gap year if you're an artist and just like create? Like what, not what should you be doing, but like what are the things, you know, that people have done that they have found have brought them some kind of success? And so that's what our panel is about, getting people from various backgrounds and just kind of talking about what is, you know, going to like what the future can look like in all those kinds of ways. So we're having this panel tomorrow from 12 to 2 at the 4th Space. You're more than welcome to come. The Concordia 4th Space has the RSVP link on their website. You just need to Google Concordia University 4th, number 4, TH, and then SPACE. To RSVP. It's also going to be on Zoom. It'll also be recorded and put on the 4th Space YouTube if you're interested in watching it afterwards and you can't make the time because it is a little short notice or it just doesn't work with your schedule. Totally understand. But I figured I would talk about that before we jump into things. Not much to update you guys on my life. I'm trying to find a job. Had a second interview yesterday. I think it went well. We'll see where things go. Trying to find a job is really hard. Everybody says they're hiring, but nobody actually hires you, and it sucks. And they are like, oh my God, entry-level job. It says, like, we need an assistant, entry-level position. They're like, minimum 5 years of experience. And you're like, and also, we're only going to pay you, like, $20 an hour, so you're getting paid an entry-level salary for entry-level job, but you need to have 5 years of experience. I know I'm not the best at math, but, like, that, to me, in my head, that is a word problem that just doesn't have a solution. You know, like we can't say that he cut the watermelon in half and shared it with his friends and that's why he has fractions or whatever. Anyways, if you know those word problems, I'm a little off topic. We're going to get straight into the music. The first three songs, and then we'll have ad break somewhere in there, and then we'll chit-chat. But our first song, we have Exile by Saint Laurent. We have Nueva Yol by Bad Bunny from his new album, Debí Tirar Más Fotos. And then we have Jammin by Ruby. So we're going to get right into it with Exile by Saint Laurent.
Thank you. Too many nights, too many days, too many memories that I made away from the place I belong. And if I lied to you, I'm sorry, but your love is all I need. Even though it was all me that made the choice to leave. حبيبي زاد اللوم وقلت النوم وانا بدونك. حتى بعد الموت يفضلني الشو من نور عيونك. So tell me, where did the time go? Do you ever think of me? Tell me lies, it's okay. I need that, and I'm coming back to you. Cause I spent too many nights in exile. Too many nights I spent them waiting for you, baby. I spent too many nights in pain. Now I'm dancing with the rain. Cause one day they'll know my name.
Sacamos la t-
tienes piquete, mami, yo también. Tú estás buena, yo estoy bueno también. Huelo rico y ando con los de 100. Si tú lo quieres, lo tienes que mover. Tú tienes piquete, mami, yo también. Tú estás buena, yo estoy bueno también. Huelo rico y ando con los de 100. Si tú lo quieres, lo tienes que mover. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We're the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, February 10th at 6 p.m. for the fifth episode of Discordia on the Quebec student strikes, wherein we explore the 2012 student movement against proposed tuition hikes, which has since become known as the Maple Spring. On CJLO 1690 AM.
The world can be a lonely place when you're just a name without a face. You can disappear without a trace and be gone.
Since 06, we kicked the belly, lost it a day. And I felt the rhythm, I made my decision. I question his path, is my fate. And I've been rocking big jeans and big dreams and creams that keep the eyes my bay. And I felt the rhythm of vipers and villains and watched them as they fly away. I thank my mom and dad cause they were jamming too. One put me onto jazz, the other onto groove. Said tell them sorry for my attitude. So Ruby one and also Ruby two. I've been running through the skies, I've been running my own mind. I've been running since I'm five, you know. And I'll never let nobody take what's the most shine. Never let me have my time, you know.
I've been sitting by my window pane, listening for voices in the rain.
And I've been jamming like this since 06, with kicks that barely lasted a day. And I felt the rhythm, I made my decision, I question his path, is my fate. And I've been rocking hard stairs, Paddington Bears and glares that scared some people away. And I lost track at 13, yes I've been and seen and still I'm here to stay.
Good evening to, ooh, good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's get into our first three songs of the night. Okay. We started with Exile by Saint Laurent. This was literally released today, like 6 hours ago, as a single. Saint Laurent is a Palestinian singer, songwriter, and rapper. He sings in English, Arabic, and French. I saw him in concert when he was here January 8th. It was one of the best concerts I've ever been to in my life. Yeah, so good. Love Saint Laurent. And then we had Nueva Yol by Bad Bunny, released January 5th, 2025, off of Bad Bunny's sixth studio album, Debí Tirar Más Fotos. Bad Bunny synthesizes the past and present sound of Puerto Rico for an anthemic cross-generational album. Música Urbana has surged into the global stage and risks being diluted by its own commodification. Bad Bunny chose to return to Puerto Rico, forging a deeper connection to his community and producing his most profound statement yet, instead of working with, you know, Grammy-nominated Latino artists and the ones that we already know of. He chose to go back home and do his work at home. In a fraught political moment following Donald Trump's election win and a devastating loss for the Puerto Rican Independence Party in the 2024 election, this album, Bad Bunny's sixth studio album, is a bold declaration. The album was released on the eve of Día de los Reyes, which is the night of before the Three Kings Day. Three Kings is January 6th. It's the Orthodox celebration of Christmas. On January 6th, Los Tres Reyes came, visited Jesus and gave him the three gifts. So Orthodox people celebrate Día de los Reyes, los Tres Reyes. And so it was released on the eve before Día de los Reyes. And it was this week that it was released, that first week of January, is of historical significance for Puerto Ricans because approximately 157 Januaries ago, Bori revolutionaries established the Comité Revolucionario de Puerto Rico during political exile in the Dominican Republic. They drafted the first flag in solidarity with Dominican and Cuban designs and supported and sparked El Grito de Lares in 1868, the island's first armed uprising against the Spanish colonial rule. This song, which is the album opener, this is the first song in the album, is a musical revolution in New York City where exiled Grito participants produced the familiar sky blue bandera symbol of independence and defiance. Bad Bunny is a Puerto Rican rapper, singer, and actor and record producer. The album in itself is actually incredibly profound and I think touching for a lot of people, whether or not you are a South American immigrant or South American individual in general. There's a song that speaks about Hawaii. There is one song as well, which is called Debí Tirar Más Fotos, which kind of talks about wanting to have taken more photos when you would have and given people more hugs and kisses when you could have, because you didn't know that you weren't going to be able to go back home or you were going to lose that part of your culture and that kind of stuff. And I think it's a really interesting album. Obviously, it's really hard to understand if you don't speak Puerto Rican slang or Spanish, but there are a lot of people on social media who are translating things to the best of their abilities and trying to get the message across. But for example, there's a song on here that's called Boquete, I think that's how you say it, which that word means nothing in Spanish, but in Puerto Rico, it means pothole. And now you're like, that's like, what does that have to do with anything? Well, that's a really big deal in Puerto Rico because they're having so many issues with corruption and kind of undergoing their own civil war that their lands and their roads are not being properly maintained. So the potholes are a sign of the corruption in the government and the people who are maintaining the land are not doing what they're doing because they are selling out their people and their culture and their country to the highest bidder because, you know, they want money and they want power. And this whole album is a big political statement about that and how, you know, in the song it talks about Hawaii, how they don't want what happened in Hawaii, which was it becoming the 51st state of America and being like totally gentrified and whitewashed and their culture completely washed away and stolen because, you know, there's insane development of the islands, Honolulu, Maui, like all the islands are being overly developed because people want to go there and they want to own land there and they want to travel there. And the people who are really from there and the indigenous peoples there, like can't even go home because they can't afford it anymore. And this is kind of what that album is about, talking about Puerto Rico and South America, and I think it's just a really good album. So if you have a chance to listen to it, I think you should listen to it and find somebody on the internet. There's so many people on TikTok who are Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, who are translating things to the best of their ability for people to understand, but it is a really incredible album. And if you have a chance to listen to it, great. And if you're wanting to go to Puerto Rico because he's announced he's doing a residency there, don't, like, just be mindful, be respectful of the people and the community, and, you know, don't be like a crazy annoying tourist. Be respectful, because that's, if you're going there to see him perform this album and you're not, that like defeats the whole purpose of the point of this album. Anyways, and then we had Jammin' by Ruby, released in 2023 off of the album Olive Green. Ruby is a Birmingham-born singer and creative within the UK alt R&B scene. They explore different R&B and hip-hop genres with their signature relaxed vocals. All right, I'm like out of breath. Our next three songs, we have Ghost of Chicago by Noah, Flourish, Witch by Devin Cole, and Ask Scorpio. I think it's a short form for Ascension Scorpio by Oracle Sisters. So let's get into it with, starting off with Ghost of Chicago by Noah Flourish. Flourish, I think is how you say it.
For her till I found her, now I find her everywhere. She's always there. See her in my morning coffee, glaring at me through the glassy surface there. The way she stared. She's the ghost of Chicago. She got lost somehow. She gets married tomorrow. Oh, and I'm going down. There she is again beside the fountain, looking out upon the people here. It's awfully clear she's haunting me, and honestly, I'm honored to be haunted by the likes of she. Lucky me. She's the ghost of Chicago. She got lost. Chicago, she got lost somehow. She gets married tomorrow. Oh, and I'm going down.
Control of herself. It's such a wonder to be under.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's get into those three songs that we just listened to. We started with Ghost of Chicago by Noah Flores, released in 2023 off of the album Noah. Noah Flores is a Nashville-based artist and songwriter. Born and raised in Nebraska, he developed a sound with folk roots, rock stems, and pop flowers. Then we had Witch by Devin Cole, released as a single in 2022. Devin Cole is a Canadian singer and songwriter from Calgary, Alberta, best known for this single, which, W-I-C-H, not W-I-T-C-H, went viral on TikTok. Cole received a 2023 Juno nomination for Breakthrough Artist of the Year. Then we had Ask, A-S-C, period, Scorpio. I think it means like ascension in Scorpio, like moon, you know, astrology, because they're called Oracle Sisters. Released as a single in 2020. Oracle Sisters is a multi-instrumentalist trio comprised of two childhood friends whose lives are deeply intertwined, Louis Lazar and Christopher Willett. They were brought together by a twist of fate in Paris, where they met Finnish musician Julia Johansson and became the trio known as Oracle Sisters. Our next three songs, we've got The Spark by Cabin Crew and Listun Varna, I think is how you say it. Then we have Fata Morgana by Nina Chuba, and we have Resentment by Party Next Door. So let's get into it with The Spark by Cabin Crew and Listun Varna Crew live on CJLO.
Perfect. wir schauen die Augen, die nie für mich da waren. Ein bisschen zu kalt und zu schön für die Wahrheit. Du bist eine Lüge, man hat mich gewarnt. Und ich seh dich vor mir, Vater Morgana. Wir schauen die Augen, die nie für mich da waren. Ein bisschen zu kalt und zu schön für die Wahrheit. Du bist eine Lüge, man hat mich gewarnt. Da sind 100 rote Flaggen und du tanzt mit ihnen im Wind. Ich schau dich so gerne an, bis um dich rum alles verschwimmt. Und du gehst wieder so weit, bis du nicht weißt, was wir noch sind. So lange tanz ich mit, bis da wirklich nichts mehr ist. Da ist noch Licht in deiner Wohnung, ich lauf einfach dran vorbei. Die perfekte Illusion hat für mich einfach nicht gereicht. Ich lieg endlich nicht mehr neben dir, doch schlaf auch nicht mehr ein. Hab Angst von dir zu träumen. Und ich seh dich vor mir, Vater Morgana. Ich schau in die Augen, die nie für mich da waren. Ein bisschen zu kalt und zu schön für die Wahrheit. Du bist eine Lüge, man hat mich gewarnt. Und ich seh dich vor mir, Vater Morgana. Ich schau in die Augen, die nie für mich da waren. Ein bisschen zu kalt und zu schön für die Wahrheit. Du bist eine Lüge, man hat mich gewarnt.
Still running from all of your problems. Shawty turned to the running man. Soon as she faces drama, you ain't gon' keep it out of bed. You ain't gon' keep turning your back. I won't keep standing for it. What be going through your mind? Staying out past five, and you know you gon' get jacked for it. Respect's what I need, but don't get. All that I do is resent you now. Respect ain't so hard to get. You don't even attempt to figure yourself out. When in doubt, you run.
When in doubt, you run. Yeah, yeah. When in doubt, oh. Discordia Relay for Life is inviting you to an extravagant soiree this January 19th at 6 p.m. on the 9th floor of the JMSB building. The gala will showcase a diverse array of artwork from around the Concordia community, artist talks, and a look into fundraising for cancer research on campus. All proceeds will go to the Canadian Cancer Society, so bring your friends, dress to impress, and support a good cause during this elegant evening of culture and community. For more details, find us at Concordia Relay on Instagram or Facebook.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
All right. Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's get into those songs that we listen to. All right. We started with The Spark by Cabin Crew and Listun Varna Crew. This was released as a single in 2024. Cabin Crew facilitates music workshops, records, and produces its own original songs, and has released an impressive collection of music videos and film projects. Cabin Crew is an Irish children's hip-hop group. Lidsavarna Crew is a group of children from Lidsavarna County, Clare in Ireland. They collabed on this song, and it went viral on social media. They're both, I think, children's hip-hop crews. Then we had Fata Morgana by Nina Chuba, released as a single in 2024. Nina Chuba is a German singer and actress from Wendel in Germany, and her career really kicked off in 2022 with her single Wildberry Lilith. Then we had Resentment by Party Next Door, released in 2024 off of the album Party Next Door 4 in brackets P4. Party Next Door is a Grammy-nominated Canadian singer, songwriter, and record producer from Mississauga. Up next, we're going to listen to Gimme Time by Zayna, and then we're going to listen to DTMF, which is the song that shares the same name as Bad Bunny's album, Debí Tirar Más Fotos, because I feel like we should listen to it, and we have some extra time. I wasn't sure how long I was going to talk for, but that's what we're going to do, and then we'll see how things go. All right, let's get to it with Gimme Time by Zayna, followed up by DTMF, Debí Tirar Más Fotos by Bad Bunny.
I know you get frustrated. You want too much out of me. And I know you're hurting lately. Your friends are all against me. And I told you how it goes before this got too deep. And you ask why I'm so cold. I'm just not what you need, no. Old days are moving too fast. You should take it slow if you want it to last. I've been here before. Things are moving too fast. You should take it slow. I know it from my past. Drifting away, just sit me down. You gotta let me lead the way. Drifting away, your mind skip don't make you feel like working day. I don't feel the same way, don't feel the same way. You gotta give me time and give me more space. I don't feel the same way, don't feel the same way. Put your focus on yourself. You've been needing too much when you call, and it's turning me off a lot. You keep wondering if I'm still home or I'm with anyone. I like when you get your own and you do it alone. Like, I just need to miss you some more. I can't be this involved. Old days are moving too fast. You should take it slow if you want it to last. I've been here before. Things are moving too fast. You should take it slow. I know it from my past. Oh, drifting away. Just sit me down. You gotta let me lead the way. Don't make it feel like working days.
bonito que veo en San Juan. Disfrutando de todas esas cosas que extrañan los que se van. Disfrutando de noches de esas que ya no se dan. Que ya no se dan. Pero queriendo volver a la última vez. Ya los ojos te miré y contarte las cosas que no te conté.
¿Te parece a mi crush?
Y tirarte la foto que no te tiré.
Hachaburote, es linda, déjame tirarte una foto.
Ey, tengo el pecho pelado, me dio una mata. El corazón dándome pata. Dime, baby, ¿dónde tú estás? Pa' llegarle con Roro, Julito, Cristal, Roy, Edgar, Seba, Oscar, Darnelly, Big J, tocando bata. Hoy la calle la dejamos es barata.
Y sería cabrón que yo me toque el guiro.
Yo veo tu nombre y me salen suspiros. No sé si son petardos o si son tiros. Mi lonquita perico, mi kilo. Yo estoy en PR tranquilo. Pero debí tirar más fotos de cuando te tuve. Debí darte más besos y abrazos las veces que pude. Ey, ojalá que los míos nunca se muden. Y si hoy me emborracho, pues que me ayuden. Estar con abuelo todo el día jugando dominó. Si me pregunto si aún pienso en ti, ya le digo que no. Que mi estadía cerquita de ti ya se terminó. Ya se terminó. Ey, que prendan las máquinas, voy pa' Santurce. Aquí todavía se da caña, chequeate la baby. Diablo, mami, qué dulce. Hoy yo quiero beber. Beber. Beber y hablar mierda hasta que me expulsen. Estoy bien loco, estoy bien loco. Cabrón, guía tú que estás caminando, yo estoy que choco. Estoy bien loco, estoy bien loco. Vamos a disfrutar que nunca se sabe si nos queda poco. Debí tirar más f***. Gente, los quiero con cojones, los amo. Gracias por estar aquí, de verdad. Para mí es bien importante que estén aquí. Cada uno de ustedes significa mucho para mí. Así que vamos para la foto, vengan para acá, métase todo el mundo, todo el corillo, vamos. Zumba. Ya Bernie tiene el nene y ya en la nena. Ya no estamos para la movie y las cadenas. Estamos para las cosas que valgan la pena. Ey, por el perreo, la salsa, la bomba y la plana. Chequéate la mía, cómo es que suena.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and we are going to run through those few little last songs that we listened to. We started with Give Me Time by Zayna, released in 2024 off of the album East End Confessions. Zayna is a Brooklyn-born, Montreal-raised, genre-defying singer and songwriter. Her parents immigrated to North America from Lebanon, and she speaks numerous languages, including French, Arabic, English, and Spanish. Then we had DTMF, or Debí Tirar Más Fotos, by Bad Bunny. This is from his new album, and I wanted to give you guys just a little bit more information. Pitchfork actually has a really incredible article about this album, and if you do have a chance, like, I really think you should listen to the whole thing. But this is more, the album is, for lack of a better word, more than just like dance music or club music. It arrives amid a broader narrative of the island's struggle for sovereignty, but anyways, rooted in compounded centuries of Spanish and then American colonization, Debí Tirar Más Fotos reminds us that while musicians look worldwide, musicians worldwide look to Boricuan innovation and resistance for inspiration. Many Puerto Ricans feel like an endangered species in their own land. Many islanders rang in 2025 in the dark, experiencing yet another blackout of the unreliable privatized power grid. Just a day after New Year's Day, a Missouri tourist allegedly set fire to three local businesses in Cabo Rojo before fleeing back to the States. This is why I made that comment about he's doing his residency in Puerto Rico. And if you want to go and see it, you know, be respectful and be mindful of your actions, because the community is, I think, a little bit closed off right now to tourists. Life on the island consists of Boricuas confronting the consequences of nearly 103 years of United States corporate investment and gentrification through generous tax incentives. There's a song on here which is Borero Lullaby Turista, which underscores this toxic transactional relationship. And then there's a muted bachata on Boquete or Potholes. And in the video, Benito swerves. Bad Bunny's name is actually Benito, swerves around deception as if primed by the island's crumbling road. So the potholes is a nod to the lack of care for the country from their corrupt government. Bad Bunny also made a short film that stars Jacobo Morales, a now 90-year-old director of Lo Que Pasó a Santiago, the only Puerto Rican film ever to be nominated for an Oscar nearly 35 years ago. And after the nomination of this film, the Academy banned Puerto Rican submissions in the international category, forcing the island's filmmakers to compete against American studio budget. One of the scenes from the movie imagines a Borican so depleted of Boricuas that hearing a reggaeton blasting from the street is a distant memory. There's a song, Eo, which commits to keeping our classics relevant by calling back to the mid-90s when the police and National Guard tried to combat violence and other obscenities by sweeping reggaeton CDs and tapes off the street. This crackdown fueled the rise of underground perrero clubs, such as... doesn't have the club's name, sorry. But there's a lot behind this album and the music video, or their music videos and the short film that he made about it is really incredible, and it's really beautiful. I've actually seen it. And as I'd mentioned before, instead of using, you know, widely known artists, to preserve the essence of Puerto Rican sound, Benito enlists some of the island's top talent. Velda, a Caribe catnip, combining trap sensations Omar Quartz drawn out Belaquita with Davy's signature underwater tag at a frequency that, to quote this article, only baddies can hear. Basically, they're using a lot of the people. He was using a lot of the artists from Puerto Rico to make it truly authentic and a lot more hard-hitting for the people who can understand. And this album isn't just, you know, like for the vibes. Bad Bunny wants to make a tangible change on the island and doesn't want to lose his home and his culture. And I think that this album is a testament to that. And if you do have a chance to listen to it, I really think that you should. It's really good. And now that I've like gotten deeper into the meaning, I'm just even more obsessed with the album. I've listened to it 6 times through and have seen the short film 3 times. Yeah. And the TikToks about people showing off their family photos and stuff to the Debí tirar más fotos de cuando te tuve. It's so sad, but it's so good, you guys. You need to get on board with this album and listen to it and do your research. But anyways, that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you're listening on CJLO 1690 AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and I will catch you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. And if you have time, stop by the panel between 12 and 3 tomorrow at Concordia University's Four Space to get your post-undergrad questions answered.